This news is being brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair. Call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervance with a look at your news for the hour. Milk tanker operated by 39-year-old Cass City man overturned Sunday morning while traveling west on Robinson Road near Van Dyke Road, southeast of Cass City. The truck entered the north ditch and rolled over, leading to injuries for the driver. Emergency responders from Sanilac County Sheriff's Office, Cass City MMR, and Argyle Fire Department responded promptly, with the driver receiving treatment on site before being transported to Hillsendale Healthcare in Cass City. Authorities do not suspect alcohol or drugs be a factor in the crash, and the incident remains under investigation while the driver's name is currently being withheld. And technology plays a key role in law enforcement nowadays by providing irrefutable proof. Because of that, the Pigeon Valley Council approved Police Chief Adam Sani's request for a body camera system. The cost for the new system is $4,466. During the meeting, DPW Superintendent Tom Bushland provided a report of his department's activities, which included information on the streets. The council approved up $10,000 for the North Main Street West Storm Sewer Project to update a 7-foot section of pipe on Paul Street. In addition, approval was given to add a third employee to the DPW crew. Harm reduction programs in Michigan have significantly decreased overdose deaths, hospitalizations, emergency room visits, and hepatitis C cases, according to a new modeling study by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Since 2018, Michigan has built a strong harm reduction infrastructure with 37 agencies operating at more than 100 sites statewide. The study highlights that expanded access to naloxone, which reverses opioid overdoses, prevented over 1,650 deaths between 2017 and 2024, with 569 deaths prevented in 2024 alone. Additionally, more than 13,000 hospitalizations and 13,200 emergency room visits related to injection drug use were avoided, along with over 4,000 cases of hepatitis C prevented through treatment initiatives and harm reduction efforts. Provisional data from 2025 shows a 36% drop in overdose deaths from 2,931 in 2023 to 1,877 in 2024, placing Michigan among top five states for overdose deaths reductions. Harm reduction agencies have distributed over 1.3 million naloxone kits and expanded infectious disease testing and referrals to substance use disorder treatment, resulting in thousands receiving care and support. Funding for these programs comes from the Michigan Opioid Healing and Recovery Fund, supported by settlements with major pharmaceutical companies. MDHHS continues to invest in harm reduction as a vital component of the state's opioid response, aiming to save more lives and reduce public health burdens throughout prevention, treatment, and recovery.
Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I need your help right away.
What was that?
Please hold. My drone hit the window.
What have I told you about flying that thing in the house?
Here, Mom, it's for you.
Hello?
I hear you're in need of some help.
I'd say so. My son just put his drone through the front window.
We can replace your window for you.
While you're at it, can you look at the roof and the gutters? They're starting to show age.
No problem.
Call my dad.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad. 989-529-8167.
Amazon has reached a historic $2.5 billion settlement with the Federal Trade Commission, which said the online giant tricked customers into signing up for its Prime memberships and made it difficult to cancel after they did so. The Seattle company will pay $1 billion in civil penalties, the largest fine in FTC history, and $1.5 billion will be paid to consumers who were unintentionally enrolled in Prime or were deterred from canceling their subscriptions. Lindsay and Craig Foreman, a British couple detained in Iran nearly 9 months ago on espionage charges, are scheduled to stand trial at Tehran's Revolutionary Court. Family members report distress over their detention conditions and lack of transparency regarding the proceedings. Human rights organizations have expressed concern in repeated violations of due process and urged the UK government to intervene diplomatically. That's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair. Call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
That's been your news this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.